Saturday morning to all of the Arizona homeowners now tuned in to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm really going to start a Millard Fillmore bandwagon. We need to bring Millard back. Where did you find a Miller Fillmore campaign song? Aren't you? Don't you have a job in that room over there?
He thinks that is his job. He gets a giggle out of things
that,
he finds.
That was good. That was really, really good. Let's get back to the phones. We've got a full bank of callers. We're going to go to Michael. Bring him into the conversation. Good morning, Michael. We got a lot of Michaels lining up here today. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Super fantabulous.
First time caller, so I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet, man. That's what we're here for.
So I had a couple of questions to ask about home insulation.
Okay.
First of all, if you have blown-in insulation in the roof, what is the recommended depth?
Where are you, Michael?
I'm in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area.
Okay. Because I change my advice below the rim or above the rim. Any below the Mogollon rim, under 5,000 feet. Really, I think R38 is about optimum. R30 is fine. But if you're getting a insulation contractor there to check the attic, you might as well pay the little bit of additional money and go to an R38. If you have an insulation contractor that starts trying to upsell you to an R60 or upsell you radiant barrier, you know those are two indicators you have the wrong insulation contractor at your house. There is a place for radiant barriers, but it's not in your attic. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so R38 in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. And what's key, Michael, is that it's properly placed. I go into so many attics where people have lived in a home for a while, and they had their nephew climb up in the attic and install sound around speakers in the living room. And to do that, the first thing he did was just like make major big sweeping motions to move the insulation away from him because it was hot up there and he didn't want all that sticky stuff on his skin. If insulation's not properly installed, if you have a 5% void in your attic insulation, it's 50% reduced in efficiency. So an R38 properly installed is ideal. So that's your first question. What's your second question?
Well, I guess you kind of tipped on one of the other ones. I have a swamp cooler I still use part of the time and actually love using it.
Good.
But I have upducts in my house, which, of course, those areas wouldn't have insulation on it. So am I kind of killing myself by having those?
How big a house do you have?
2,000 square feet about.
Okay, and how many summers have you lived in it?
Going on 17 or 18.
And when you're running the evap cooler, you're running how much do you run the air conditioner? 6 to 7 weeks a year?
Probably closer to 8.
Okay. All right. When you run the air conditioner in your 2,000 square foot home, what temperature do you keep the house at?
Never lower than 70.
Okay. All right.
I take that back. It's usually about 75 at night, and it's going to be 80 during the day.
And is it an all-electric home?
Yes.
And how many people live in it?
Right now, just two.
And is there a swimming pool?
Yes.
Okay. So with a swimming pool, all-electric, 2,000 square foot at 75 to 80 degrees, two living inhabitants, your highest summer bill should be something in the neighborhood of about $240 to $260 bucks.
I wish I could say that.
You're going higher than that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, then we do need to take a look at the attic insulation. When you go to your evap cooler, do you find that you're saving very much money?
Yeah, we do save.
Okay.
There's probably a good $100 difference.
Okay, then I'm very suspicious your attic insulation is in need of attention. And when you close the up ducts and turn the air conditioner on, all I could tell you is you may want to just get a foam cutout of a 2-inch thick rigid foam insulation. You can buy those in blank sheets, 4 foot by 4 foot, at the big box stores for $15. Just cut those and set them on top of the up ducts when you have them closed.
Okay. Can I ask one more question then?
Yeah, you bet. How's our time? Yeah, time is good. Okay, go ahead.
You got a slump block home. Is it worth foaming the walls for insulation, extra insulation?
It is. It is. And there are several contractors out there that do it. Are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I cannot say that I've ever visited it.
Okay, Michael, go visit it, because the spray foam insulation contractor on our website operates statewide. The company's name is Thermal Advantage. The owner's Dennis Rodenberg. And there are many other companies that provide this service. But if and you can call, and you're welcome to call them, but don't do the job until you call Thermal Advantage and compare the price. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But I tell you what, Michael, as you're actually having the foam injected in the wall, you will actually be able to record the wall cooling off as it's going in. Your house is going to be cleaner. It's going to be unbelievably quieter, and it's going to be much more thermally stable. You're going to like it. And it's surprisingly 2,000 square feet, so... You've got about 2,200 square foot of foam wall to inject. You're going to be surprised how affordable it is, how much more it's going to make your home comfortable, and you've just got to make sure you're using the right contractor.
Also makes the walls quieter, reduces dust
and bugs.
And pest, that it has a pest product in it, formaldehyde free, so it's there's endless values to it. And then he had asked a specific question: how deep should the insulation be for blown in? For R39, it's usually around 10 to 12.
And it depends on the product.
Exactly. Okay. But if you're buying it, the product will say the depth for,
yes,
for the R value. Each manufacturer has their own.
Hope that helped, Mike. First-time caller from Phoenix. We appreciate it. Stay tuned, and we'll try and help you with whatever your dilemmas are around the house, home, castle, or cabin. Who's up?
As we take a call, that is a great opportunity to get on the line at 1-888-767-4348. Chuck is next on the line, wants to talk about a little fixer-up he's working on. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a house. It was built in 79. I'm over here in Mesa.
Okay.
85210. I've been here since 2000.
Okay.
And I can't seem to cool or heat this house. I replaced the AC
okay,
6 years ago, and I'm just wondering if I should stay in this house. Or...
well, Chuck, have you called one of the Rosie Certified Whole House Energy Audit companies yet?
I have not. That's what I need to do.
Chuck, for $99. These guys come out and spend 4 hours with about $30,000 worth of equipment, and they completely take an X-ray examination of your home, your ductwork, all your window and door seals. It's the best $99 you can spend.
And he said he's been there 6 years.
I've been here since 2000, so I've been here for like 15.
Oh, well, the amount of money you're going to save the next 15 years if you do that home energy audit is, I won't say it's enough to retire on, but you'll be able to.
Now, how
to
big
do
a house is it?
Special with that.
It's under. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's
built in 79. That's probably 1,800 to 2,000 square feet.
You know, I don't think it's that big. I think it's like around 14. But
okay, all right. Okay.
It's I have single pane windows, and
okay,
I can hear everything outside.
Yeah. Well, we can fix all that. 1,400 square feet. How many people live in the house?
It's just myself.
Okay. Single.
I'm not sure on that footage, but I'm
okay. All electric.
It is, and it even has like aluminum wiring in parts of the house.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right. Now, you say you replaced the air conditioner. Do you know what size unit they put on?
They put on, it had a Train originally.
Yeah.
I bought an American Standard.
Good equipment.
The same size, and it just works itself to death because it's.
I mean, what kind of summer bills are you pumping?
they're in the 200, you know, high, two mid.
Yeah, 240s. For 1,400 square foot, that's high for a single occupant home. You bought great equipment. American Standard is great equipment, and the fact that it's running isn't bad news, Chuck. I tell people all the time, I'd rather you buy a smaller air conditioner than you really need and let that baby run, because running the air conditioner is the inexpensive part of air conditioning. The starting of the compressor is the expensive part of air conditioning. So people move here from the Midwest, and they say, look, I want 8 tons on this 2,000-square-foot home because I really want to keep it cool. That's the worst thing you can do for your house. You don't get proper air filtration. You never really get the unit running at its top efficiency. These multi-speed units, adjustable speed units, are the best. You know, get them a little bit smaller than you need. I'd be curious what size unit they put on your house. But nonetheless, Chuck, start with a whole house energy audit. We've got two great members at Roseanne House, Green ID or Rias. Have them take a look at it. Then when you get that report, you call me back. I'll have them send me a report of that, and you and I will just talk our way through it. We'll make that house more comfortable without spending a whole lot of money. A lot of people just start spending money willy-nilly based on who's ever advertising that particular week a solution for the problem. And
we can often know who's advertising by the questions we get in emails. Oh, yeah. They must be on another heavy ad campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said, should you stay there? Hey, if you like it and you like your neighborhood and you like your neighbors, you know, there's no reason you should move based on you know, a power bill. We can work with that.
Or a comfort issue. We can make your home comfortable, and we can make it
for
efficient.
A lot cheaper than just the cost
scraping
of moving.
It, yeah.
You know, and the amount of time and boxing and packaging and relocating and searching for a home. If you like where you're at, we'll get you comfortable.
And it can all be done in steps, Chuck. So we just deal with it as your budget allows and as your desires dictate.
I think I can fit this one in real quick. Is it Laura that wants to know how to find a dryer vent?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I have a gas dryer, and we purchased the house about 4 years ago with a gas dryer at the house. And I noticed my clothes weren't drying as well as my old electric dryer was. So my husband and I, disconnected the tubing there from the back of the dryer, and it was full of,
It was full of lint, and I apologize. I did not mean to cut you off. I had my finger on the hold button because we're coming up to a break, so we'll wrap up right after this. Sorry.